BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United States is sending a team of experts to Nigeria to help find more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by an Islamist group. The U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, said that the American Embassy in Abuja was providing U.S. military personnel, law enforcement officers, and hostage negotiators. Mr. Kerry said he had offered the assistance in a call to the Nigerian president.
President Jonathan was very happy to receive this offer and ready to move on it immediately. And we are immediately engaging in order to implement this. We remain deeply concerned about the welfare of these young girls, and we want to provide whatever assistance is possible in order to help for their safe return to their families.
Washington has imposed sanctions on two military commanders in South Sudan, one on each side of the conflict, as Barbara Plett-Usher reports.
The sanctions target a senior rebel general and the commander of the South Sudan Presidential Guards, both of whom the U.S. said led violent attacks against civilians in fighting that has killed thousands and displaced more than a million. On a recent trip to Africa, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, had warned of possible sanctions against the rebel leader, Riek Machar, if he refused to join peace talks later this week, but he has now apparently signaled willingness to participate. Still, the sanctions show deep U.S. frustration with South Sudan, a country it helped to create and into which it has poured vast amounts of aid.
Peace talks were due to take place in South Sudan on Friday. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he's been given assurances by both President Salva Kiir and the rebel leader Riek Machar that they will attend. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said there's no point in holding new talks on Ukraine unless pro-Russian opposition groups are involved. Mr. Lavrov also said it would be unusual if a presidential election planned for this month was held while Ukraine's army was being deployed against part of the population. Ukraine's interim foreign minister, Andriy Deshchitsya, said his government was not in favor of negotiating with pro-Russian groups.
We consider that these groups are terrorists and extremists, because how you can call the people who are seizing the buildings and terrorize people? If these people will surrender weapons, leave the buildings, the Ukrainian government already has announced that will offer an amnesty for them.
Officials in Kenya say more than 60 people have died after consuming illicit liquor. Dozens of others are said to have been blinded after drinking the alcohol, which was believed to be laced with industrial chemicals. A BBC correspondent says consumption of homemade liquor is high in Kenya, as most people can't afford commercially brewed alcohol. BBC News. The authorities in Colombia say they've raided an office that was illegally spying on rebel and government communication to try to undermine peace talks. The Colombian Attorney General said that emails had been intercepted from a FARC rebel negotiator, two journalists, and possibly from President Juan Manuel Santos. One person was arrested. The Prime Minister of Kosovo, Hashim Thaçi, says that the leaders of the main political parties in Parliament have agreed to hold an early election after plans to create a national army stalled. A boycott by Serb minority MPs meant a vote on whether to introduce a 5,000-strong army could not go ahead. Mr. Thaçi said Parliament would be dissolved this week, with an election planned for June the 8th. A growing number of Hollywood celebrities have called for a boycott of hotels owned by the government of Brunei in a protest against the introduction of Sharia law in the Sultanate last week. Reagan Morris reports from Los Angeles.
The iconic Beverly Hills Hotel has hosted Hollywood's elite since it opened over 100 years ago. But those days may be over. Some of Hollywood's most popular and powerful entertainers, Ellen DeGeneres, Jay Leno, Jeffrey Katzenberg, and others, have called for the boycott of the hotel because it's owned by the government of Brunei, which introduced harsh Islamic laws against women and gay people. Richard Branson tweeted that no virgin employees would stay at the Dorchester hotels until the Sultan abides by basic human rights. But Christopher Caldrey, the chief executive of the Dorchester Hotels, says the boycott is misguided and will only hurt the local workers and communities like Beverly Hills and Bel Air.
The Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt has appealed for the return of a pair of his running shoes that were stolen from an industrial estate in South London. The orange Puma shoes were on display with a photo of the athlete after he set a world record in 2009. Police say they're valued at around $20,000. And that's the latest BBC News.